You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines. Susan Ashworth in Radio Today reports that Federal Communications Commissioner Ajit Pai was in Puerto Rico November 6th, where at least half of the communication systems are down over 6 weeks after Hurricane Maria wiped out the American island. As of November 6th, 33 FM stations and 33 AM stations are either confirmed or suspected to be off the air. Another 31 FM stations and one AM station, quote, have an unconfirmed status, unquote. Just 47 FM radio stations and 40 AM stations are on the air in Puerto Rico now. The FCC also reports 47.8% Puerto Rico's cell sites are still out of service. What's being done? A month ago, the FCC approved up to $77 million to restore cell phone networks on the island. The National Association of Broadcasters just distributed 10,000 battery-operated radios to folks in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands to help them receive those static signals. AT&T just deployed its Flying Cal cell-on-wings radio-controlled drone to temporarily provide data, voice, and text services to Puerto Rico. This is the first use of the AT&T drone, which hovers 200 to 400 feet above the ground to provide wireless connectivity to a 40-square-mile area. Google also has stratospheric balloons flying over parts of the island, bringing internet service to residents below with AT&T. The FCC also plans a public notice seeking input on what communications continuity and restoration plans worked and what did not after the hurricanes. Pai, asked recently how long it was going to take to restore communications, could not answer, saying, quote, "One way or the other, I think the FCC is going to be in the mix, so to speak, for some time," unquote. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.